AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama leaves Washington today for a three-day visit to Alaska. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama's trip has already drawn criticism from Alaskan politicians and environmentalists.
State Republicans call the tour a propaganda exercise to justify job-killing environmental rules like the power plant emissions limits the president unveiled earlier this month. But some environmental groups also are displeased, saying Obama's warnings about climate are hypocritical next to his administration's approval of new oil drilling in the very Arctic he's visiting.
General Mills is out with its own greenhouse gas emissions plan. Executive Vice President John Church.
A 28% reduction in our greenhouse gas emissions by 2025, with the goal at the end of 2050 that we'll be reaching a sustainable emission level, which means we won't add more greenhouse gases to the earth than it can sustain and deal with.
The company will invest more than $100 million in energy efficiency and clean energy within its own facilities around the world, and will partner with suppliers to foster more sustainable agricultural practices. Austrian police are stopping and inspecting trucks at its Hungarian border after 71 migrants apparently suffocated in one truck. Today's move has created a nearly 20-mile-long backup along the main Budapest-Vienna highway. European officials are struggling to find a solution to their growing migrant problem as hundreds of thousands of people flee the Middle East and Africa. This Syrian man, who has made it to Greece, says he doesn't want to stay there.
It's very bad. Mytilene, stay 5 days in the street, no food, no anything. Now I'm coming here, I will go outside the Greek.
Hungarian police are building a 13-foot tall wall in an effort to keep migrants out from the border with Syria. This is AP Radio News. Chicago Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta has pitched the sixth no-hitter of this year's big league season.
It's something that I've wanted for a long time. I've been close on a couple occasions.
Arrieta blanked the Los Angeles Dodgers as the Cubs won 2-0 in L.A. It's the second time in 10 days that the Dodgers have been no-hit victims. Serena Williams hopes her dream comes true this week.
I've always dreamt of winning the Grand Slam, but again, it was just a dream. I never thought I would be close to doing something like that.
Williams, who has won the Australian and French Opens and Wimbledon, starts her quest for the U.S. Open title this week. One of her main rivals, Maria Sharapova, has withdrawn from the Open tournament because of a leg injury. Sharapova has not played a match since losing to Williams in the Wimbledon semifinals back in July. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.